The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Let's talk about the Gardaí, because they've issued more than 100,000 tickets from the side of the road using mobile phones over the last 12 months. It has been revealed today. It is part of the Garda Mobility Programme focusing on the Roads Policing Division. Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly has been out with the Gardaí today to see this technology in action, and she joins me now. Jess, tell us about this mobility programme.
Yeah, this has been described as the biggest change to policing in Ireland over the last 20 years. And what's incredible is that it's the humble mobile phone that has been the key driver of this innovation. If you're driving around the country and see a Garda speed checkpoint, you'll notice a massive shift in terms of how the offences are logged and dealt with. And it's not just about speed. Using the same technology, you can check and scan for ANPR, which is the automated number plate recognition. That looks for things like, tax and insurance, if a driver has been disqualified, that sort of thing. Assistant Commissioner David Sheehan explained the project to me in more detail and the impact that it has had.
Really, what we were trying to do was to bring real-time information into the hands of the Gardaí at the side of the road that was going to allow them to make really informed decisions in respect to who they were dealing with at the side of the road. The ultimate really goal for us at the time was to try and save lives on the roads, to make sure that the information that we were getting was true and informative, and also that was able to allow us make decisions, and then ultimately then was going to save lives, because there were people going around that were, I suppose, for want of a better word, were cognizant for a period of time. As of today now, we've issued 100,000 tickets. Some people may say to you, like, what's the knock-on of that? The reality of that is that heretofore we would have had to come back to a station, we would have had to write all those into a paper-based system. The paper-based system would have to be sent to Turles. There was people designated full-time to input them onto a computer. And then we move forward in a small bit in the last couple of years, and we had what we'll see, and you'll see it inside, is the handheld. And the handheld was, I suppose, the first iteration of where we tried to do some of this digitally. But now today, as a result, and it's a seminal moment really in the Gardaí economy, because I think this has been a game changer insofar as that for people at the side of the road now, at the click of a button at the side of the road, your ticket is all instantaneously put onto the system. And there's no paper, and there's no data inputting required. It goes straight into the back end, and from there on it is processed. And people are, heretofore it used to take up to 107 days for people to get their paperwork in respect of if they were stop speeding or the likes of that, whereas now they get it within 3 days.
That's some change. 107 days. I'm just thinking that writing it down on a piece of paper, bringing it into the station, sending it all down to Turles. Some lad in Turles or some woman in Turles goes into the computer and starts putting it into the computer, and it eventually makes its way out to somebody's house. And now they just do it with what, like your average mobile phone?
It is your average mobile phone. You could go into a store today and get the phones that the Gardaí are using. It's the Samsung Note 10 predominantly that is being used. They're now rolling out the newer version of that, which is the Samsung Note 20 Ultra, which has a bigger screen, better battery and more power inside. And the reason they can do this is because anyone who is familiar with Samsung phones will have heard of Knox. This is an encrypted part of the device separate to the main storage, and it allows people to keep private or sensitive information. It's fully encrypted. And this is where the Pulse system and other aspects of the Garda Tech infrastructure is stored. Tim Willoughby is the head of digital services and innovation at An Garda Síochána. And he explained why they chose this approach, how it works and how they keep the data safe.
We get a phone off the shelf, the same as anybody else. Our phones are slightly different in that as we're getting them off the shelf, we're using a technology that as soon as we buy them, the identity of the phone is actually registered to An Garda Síochána. Even if a guard loses a phone or if somebody finds a phone and they try to get it unlocked, it self-identifies as a Garda phone. The next layer of security would be we're using a secure virtual private network. What that gives us is that our data is directly going into Garda headquarters from the secure area. And I suppose in our secure area then, what we're also using is we have secure APIs into our Pulse system or into our fixed penalty charge system and into all of our other back-end systems. And again, that's not something that typically the standard vendor will do. On the other side of it, we're using some very commercially available technologies, like on the Samsung devices, they support this technology called DeX or desktop emulation mode. And we're using that with standard screens that you can buy in any computer shop. And we've basically pushed screens out into a lot of the small stations and a lot of the big stations. So a guard can take their standard Samsung device, Note device, and plug it straight into the screen, and they'll get full screen environment. And then using virtual desktop, they have access into our back end. We've also found a device, again, just through the use of Google and searching the internet, we found a device called a lap dock, which allows us to use our phone as if it was a laptop by plugging it in using DeX. The lap dock device has no technology of its own. It has a screen and a keyboard and a mouse, but it has no RAM, it has no memory. So there's nothing that if we lose it, that it could be potentially traced back to us or there's any data loss or any problems. And we're using those at the side of the road.
I mean, I wonder just what's the point of the guard? The phone can do most of the work. That's what it sounds like.
We're kind of getting there now, to be fair. And the technology has made a massive impact, as you heard the Assistant Commissioner saying earlier on. But where we're getting to is a point whereby in your average guard station, no matter where you in the country you are, in the back room, you will just have a monitor and a USB-C cable hanging from it. Like, this is technology that I've used here in the office before. Anyone with a Samsung phone, a new enough Samsung phone, can just plug into a monitor and be able to use their phone as a PC. It's getting rid of those big sort of computer towers that we'd all be familiar with around offices. And it makes a huge amount of sense.
Two questions I'd have about it. You talk about the average Garda station. Will every station have it? Will Shane Ross's famous station up in Stepaside,
my local one,
that was earmarked for closure, will that have it? And how much will all of it cost?
Yeah, the interesting question there is about the placement of the tech, because it could be very easy just to say, let's do it in highly populated areas.
Yeah.
But that's not the approach that they're taking. Tim Willoughby and the Assistant Commissioner have both said that it's important that this rollout happens across the country. So an equal number of devices have been deployed around the country. And the question of money is obviously a super important one. There has been a significant financial investment to date. The figure is around 15 million euro, but that includes the purchase of the kit, you know, equipping it with the different apps and the access to the systems, as well as the development of new Garda cars. So I was in one today, and you can actually see the pictures up on the Hard Shoulder Twitter account. They have the ANPR cameras on the top of the car, at the back and inside on the front, as well as mobile connectivity. So it's essentially a police station on wheels. It's pretty class.
Yeah, you kind of get a kick getting into a Garda car, don't you?
I had an absolute ball this morning. I felt like a child.
It doesn't matter what age you are. You always get a cheap thrill when you get to sit into a Garda car. Jess Kelly, thanks a million for all of that. Fascinating stuff. You can hear much more detail on that report on Tech Talk this week. It is available, as always, as a podcast on Friday from noon. It will be on air on Saturday at 5. Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder. Tom Dunn will be talking about the week in music. That's after this quick break.